Well, good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, and I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am about today's show. But before we get into today's show, well, first, for those folks that are first-time listeners, a little bit about me. I am a talk show host, TV personality, coach, author, speaker. I publish a magazine, and I'm the founder of Nothing But Good News New World Media. I am also the originator of the Vision Program, which specializes in developing sustainable, long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I personally have a strong desire to affect change. And the reason for that is I came from a place, well, let's just say somebody else coined the phrase from peanut butter to private jets. Yes. A short 18 years ago, I was pretty much a broke, homeless, single mother, down to my last jar of peanut butter. And most places I go, I travel by private jets, and I don't tell folks that to impress them, but to impress upon people. You can really have do be anything you want. And, you know, today's show is really about that. And in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News Radio. The principles that you will hear are based on you living your remarkable life, which is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all of the work that gets delivered. I personally am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. I'm also very proud and humbled to say that I am also a cast member of the recently released movie called The Journey, starring Brian Tracy and Bob Proctor. I'm also very happy to say that I've also since then been filmed in the sequel, which will be coming out later this year. Just some very, very exciting stuff. So I'm here doing the radio show because I want you to join me on this adventure of possibility called life. Now, before I tell you a little bit about today's guest, and I told you I'm so excited, I want to share with you today's G-note. And, you know, for those of you that don't know, what a G-note is what I call a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. And it's there just to give you something positive and productive, something inspirational, motivational to think about. And today's G-note simply reads, "Dear friend, at any given point in time, we are in the process of becoming." Boy, and isn't that the truth? We are always in the process of becoming something, and it's up to us to direct that process if we so choose. Now, I also pulled up yesterday's G-note because I loved yesterday's G-note, which I'm going to share with you as well. And it says, "Dear friend, just put one foot in front of the other." Yes, that's what it really takes to make the life that you want to make, putting one foot in front of the other. If you'd like to get a G-note, you can just go to my website, candyg.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com, and just sign up for G-notes. And also, you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter and all those good social networking places, and you'll see great Candy G quotes there as well. But just something to keep you on track. Now, what I want to do is get this show on track, and I want to talk about today's guest. There's not enough that I can say, and I'm not really sure where to start. But he is a named partner at his own law firm, and that law firm is Concepcion Martinez and Bellido, and they are a member of the MSI Global Alliance, an international association of independent legal and accounting firms with over 250 member firms in 100 countries. And there's so much that our guest has done. What I want to do is I want to bring him on. I'm going to talk a little bit more about his bio and all the great stuff he's done. So what I'd like to do is I would like to welcome Nelson Bellido to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Hi, Candy G. It's Nelson. Thank you so much for having me on this afternoon. A hearty welcome to you and your listeners. It really is a true honor for
I so appreciate it. I appreciate it so much. You know, Nelson, I'm sitting here looking at your bio, and I have to share a little secret with the listening audience. Nelson and I have known each other for how long, would
years.
You say?
18
how many?
Years.
20? 18 years. It's
actually
been 18 years.
And I've known you since those days in Bay Harbor Islands when, as you mentioned at the beginning of your show, when you were left by your former husband and you only had peanut butter in your refrigerator.
That was it. That was all that was left. Nelson was around for the peanut butter days, and he knows. And he has watched the transformation, the process, and the growth. But beyond that, Nelson, you've had your own transformation and process and growth. I would like to go ahead and, you know, read some of the things that you have been able to accomplish off your bio, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
You know what's interesting is Nelson, he talks about being a partner at his firm, and he just recently finished a successful 3-week trial for DuPont in Miami federal court, in which he was the lead trial attorney and achieved a defense verdict for DuPont on a products liability case. I mean, that just me sounds so absolutely huge, and that your practice focuses on representing businesses and individuals involved in everything from simple contract disputes to more complex claims of fraud and theft. And we'll talk a little bit about your area of specialized practice, but there's so much that you do. Not only are you a husband and a father, and that you're, I love this because this is at the top of your list, is that you're a little league baseball coach and a youth soccer coach. I love that you put that at the top, because the parenting thing to me is so important that I'm like, you go, Nelson, that you're a commissioner on a 5-member panel of Miami-Dade Commissions on Ethics and Public Trust.
We're a little busy with that one.
What was that?
We're a little busy with that one.
Okay, and we'll have to talk about some of that. You're a Duke University Alumni Association Board of Directors, Duke University founding member of Duke University Hispanic Latino Alumni Association, Board of Directors of Cuban American Bar Association, Director of League of Prosecutors, volunteer at Ronald McDonald House, organizer of Duke University Alumni Engage Day to beautify the Children's Home Society Emergency Center, and Feed the Homeless, served by Sisters of Charity, the Board of Florida Minority Community Reinvestment Coalition, and Board of Advisors of the Early Development of Global Education Charitable Foundation, and recently received recognition of Florida Trend Magazine's 2011 Legal Elite in Complex Commercial Litigation, selected by your peers in 2011 Florida Super Lawyers, honoring the top 5% of business lawyers in Florida. You're proud of being the current International Association of Fair Expositions Pig Calling Champion. We've got so much to talk about. You hear that music? That is our first commercial break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk to my good friend Nelson Bellito and how he got from where he was to where he is today. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Do you need help shipping? Ameritrade website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.ameritrade.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with Ameritrade is fast and easy. Schedule all-caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call Ameritrade today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website, ameritrade.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G books should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Welcome back. This is Candy G, your host of Nothing But Good News Radio, and I'm here with my very special guest, Nelson Bellido. Now, before we get back to Nelson, mark your calendars. Next Thursday, a week from today, the Women of the Roundtable are having a very special fundraiser. It is a fashion show, and it is at the Coral Ridge Yacht Club. And the MC will be yours truly, along with Zola Keller herself. It is going to be an amazing, amazing show. She is going to show her resort collection for the spring. Can't wait. Can't wait. And I'm urging you to come out, and it will benefit the Children's Diagnostic Center. And like I said, I'm urging you to come out. We are going to have a blast. We had such a good time last year. Just go to thewomenoftheroundtable.com, the Women of the Roundtable. Check out their website. Sign up. Come on out. Make sure you come up and say hello. We are going to have a whole host of fun. Now, I want to get back to you, Nelson. And there's a couple things on your bio that I didn't get a chance to say before break. And that you previously received Dade County Bar Association's Put Something Back Pro Bono Award and the Legal Services of Greater Miami Volunteer Service Award. And those awards are very, very, very important to me, because I hear with half of what it was that I talked about that's in your bio and all the incredible things that you've done, it's obvious that so much of what you do is a give back or a volunteer, and that you work really hard to make sure that there's a presence in the community as far as you're concerned, and that you're making a difference in the lives of others. How much of that do you think contributes to your success?
Well, Candy, I'm a big believer in giving back. I mean, it is a challenge for all of us to establish a balance between work and life. It's extremely challenging. And from a very young age, that was instilled in me by my parents, kind of that Puritan work ethic or immigrant mentality that some people call it, which is really focusing on working hard in order to succeed. But once you achieve success, it's important to give back. As I've told others, I try to lead by example. I don't live my life just focused on money. I think that it's important to give back as often as you can. My wife, who is a moral compass for me, always says to me, you need to focus on family. And family is first. Family always needs to come first. And I try to make my wife my priority and my two children, who are 10 and 6 years old. And as you started, you mentioned the soccer and the baseball. And I made a point, especially after working very hard in that DuPont trial that you mentioned and being involved, because it's not only the 3 weeks of trial, but it's actually the year leading up to it in preparation,
right.
Which is pretty significant, and it's a lot of nights away from home. I realized that I needed a recommitment to my family. And again, it's about finding that balance. I found that, and then I found the time to give back. And that is through my involvement in the various organizations that you've discussed, of which I'm proud of all of them. I think it's important to give back to your community and to find things that really that you're passionate about. And I'm passionate about children. That's why we chose the Children Home Society for a project next Saturday, April 30th, to beautify their emergency shelter location. And also I'm passionate about helping the homeless. And my wife owes a lot of credit. Paola, if you're listening out there, I want to thank you, because she has got a heart of gold, and she literally made that part of the project to make sure that we can make sandwiches and feed the homeless. So again, it really is about finding that work-life balance. And you talk about it in your books, and you talk about it on your show, and you even mention it in your G-note. It's putting that one foot in front of the other. And when you keep on putting that one foot in front of the other, you have to realize along the way, you have to make sure you get a nice periphery and realize that there's a lot in front of you. And you need to prioritize, yes, but also remember to give back. And I've been doing that from a very young age.
And I know that piece about you is very true. And first of all, a big shout out to your wife from me as well. And it's been way too long, and that we have to get together. I'm just letting you know right now, we're making a date over the air. So I hope she's listening. And but what I know in my own life is that everything I do is out of a sense of service and really wanted to give back and make a difference. And through that, I have really, really, really built my business. But let's go ahead and take the listening audience they have a little bit of an idea where you are now. Let's take you back way when, before you were in the spot that you were now, before you created the success that you're at right now. What did that look like for you?
Well, Candy, it all starts from your parents, and they obviously have a great impact on your life. And I have tried to instill some of the things that I've learned along the way with my children, and I recommend that for your listeners as well. And part of my story really starts from my parents coming here in 1960 after the Cuban Revolution, and a lot of listeners know how that turned out, and it's still affecting people's lives. Well, my parents came over in 1960. They ended up moving to Chicago. I was born in 1967. I came to South Florida when I was about 5 years old. My parents came here, and they were professionals in Cuba. My mom studying law, my dad a commercial pilot, but they had to work in factories here, blue-collar jobs to get by, and they weren't around a lot. My grandmother pretty much raised me from the perspective of walking me to school and being there for me. Well, my dad worked in sugarcane fields. My mom worked at a tomato packing plant. But they didn't accept handouts, and that's something that I'm very big on. I'm very big on this country. America is a wonderful country that provides so much opportunity for so many people. And we're all immigrants, unless you're a Native American.
Do you know that folks that have been here, you know, where the families have been here for generations and they consider themselves Americans, do you know that statistics say that an immigrant that comes to this country is four times more likely to be very successful, like become a millionaire, than the Americans that are here today? Isn't that an amazing statistic?
Wow. That speaks volumes.
It speaks volumes, right, exactly. And you talk about that hardworking work ethic. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you talk about your parents, and I'm thinking, what must they have thought? How did it feel to them to go from commercial pilot and attorney to somebody working in the fields in a tomato packing plant? Did they ever talk about what that felt like to them?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that, especially for my dad. My dad came to this country and he was 40. So imagine you're 40 years old and suddenly everything you know is taken away from you. A successful business, because he also had a cafeteria in Havana, Cuba, and he was a commercial pilot. So he did share his feeling, which was a sense of frustration and not being able, especially he passed away now 4 years ago, almost to this date, which is always a difficult anniversary for us. And I realized that he wanted to see the downfall of communism so he could regain that life again. However, he was so appreciative of the United States and the opportunity that it provided for his children. And that's why he worked so hard. There was an article in the Miami Herald years ago on my father. It was dated Saturday, June 18th, 2005. And it talked about my father and his long career at the Miami-Dade Water and Sewer Department, where he was involved in janitorial services for over 25 years. He went up to supervisor, but he literally always appreciated what this country provided him, and he instilled that his children learn from that, and he was so happy to have been provided the opportunity to see his children grow up to be successful, my brother being a doctor, myself being a lawyer. And so, needless to say, they shared that. My parents didn't have a lot. We didn't have a lot like you. We didn't have a lot growing up. I know your story, and your story, I think, is even much more difficult than mine. But we were very fortunate because we still had a tight-knit family, and that's why family is so important. And I could tell you, I did want to tell you one quick story. When I was 9 years old, I started collecting aluminum cans. I started collecting them around the neighborhood. And I started recycling from 9 years old. So I just wanted to say I was green before green was fashionable, as it is today. The reality is that from a very young age, I had that work hard and you will succeed attitude. And I sold everything from lemonade and mangoes and avocados on a street corner to selling spices door to door. I learned from a very young age the value of a dollar. And that's where I encourage your listeners to instill that in your children, because nowadays kids seem to think that, as they say, money grows on trees and that things are easy. And with the change in the economy, as the program before your program talked about during this recession, it's not easy. And a lot of individuals that thought that they were going to have a nice nest egg at the end are not. And I kind of fear for our future generation in that regard, and my kids, and how the world is going to be later on. And that's why I say, you know, I am so proud of what this country has provided me and has provided my family. And, you know, as I sit here, I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for the opportunities, and I've tried to make the best of it. And just to kind of finish the story, I went to Duke, as you mentioned a little bit, that I'm very involved in their Alumni Association. I won quite a few scholarships to support the financial requirements there. I went on to the University of Florida Law School. And then again, I gave back. I became a prosecutor, and I worked under Janet Reno at the state attorney's office in Miami-Dade County. And to kind of finish, as they say, the rest of the story, I was there for about 5 years, and I've been a practicing business litigator, business trial attorney, since 1997. So I feel very fortunate to be involved in the law firm that I'm in. I have some great partners, and Carlos Concepcion, and Elio Martinez, and Ricardo Puente, and I feel very fortunate for the people that I work with. I value them, and they know how much I care for them and instill in them kind of like the same attitude, with respect and with a lot of patience, you can succeed. And hopefully I'm an example to them as I try to be for my children.
You know, which is great, which is exactly what we want, is we want folks to understand. You know what's interesting is I get a lot of folks that will send me comments while we're on the air. And one of our regular listeners I want to say hello to, his name is Kamel, and he's from Tunisia. And he says that this is a really good subject for today because everybody needs to succeed in his own life. And Kamel also goes on to say, first, the thing is to set definite major purpose in our life. Second is don't waste money in order to have stability. And so we want to say thank you, Kamel, and we'll share some more of your comments. We so appreciate you listening. And all the folks, you know, we do get folks listening. Many, many companies, countries around the world. I keep mixing up those two words today, country and company. But many countries around the world. And so we appreciate you listening, and we're here to bring you good news. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to head off to commercial break, and we'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean? Amerijet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Amerijet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport-to-airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call Amerijet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
Candy G, we look good for Candy G.
Welcome back.
We look good for Candy G.
You're listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. Now, before we get back to our guest, who I'm so happy to have with us today, I want you to mark your calendars. You know, I told you to mark the calendar for April 28th for the fashion show. Now, I want you to make sure you keep Saturday evening, May 21st, available, because the legendary motivational speaker, Les Brown, will be celebrating 25 years. And you're invited to join us for an evening of motivation and inspiration featuring Les Brown and friends. Oh, yes, I'm one of the friends. And I will be there with Les speaking that evening. But I will tell you, if you've heard Les before, You're going to come out because you don't want to miss him, because he is a phenomenon in the speaking industry. He is considered the top motivational speaker of all times. And if you've never heard him, take a chance to get out and hear him, because quite frankly, it's a once-in-a-lifetime event. It's an evening event. The tickets are only $50. So what I'd like you to do is call 954-724-0900, 954-724-0900, or go to www.arisebyvnp.com. And like always, you can always contact me, Candy G, K-A-N-D-E-E-G, at candyg.com. And you can, I'll make sure you get the information. But you don't want to miss less. It's too big of a deal to miss. And I promised that I would share with you the rest of our friend in Tunisia. It's so sweet that you're listening. And his comment about our topic today is that in general, the basic thing that everyone has to do is start with the family. And it's such an important thing. And then what we do is study our environment and where we choose to live. A special hello to you, Nelson, from our friend Kamel in Tunisia.
That's great.
Isn't it fun that we can touch folks all over the world? And for anybody else that would like to send an email or a comment, you can send an email to candyg@candyg.com, or just go on to Facebook and chat me, because I keep it open while we're on the air.
It really is impressive, Candy, that you're reaching out to so many people in so many corners of the world. We really are a global society. My law firm certainly is on the cutting edge of that. You mentioned the MSI Global Alliance, and we have relationships with attorneys and accountants throughout the world. Our law firm is located in the heart of Miami and Coral Gables, and we're a full-service law firm, business law firm. We can handle all your needs, from simple contracts to complex fraud litigation, and we represent financial institutions. You mentioned DuPont. We represent big Fortune 100 companies, but we also represent individuals and simple partnership disputes. And sorry for the shameless plug, but we really do know what we're doing, and we excel as a business litigation law firm.
Well, no, I expect that, because folks are going to want to know who you are and where you're at, you know, just because of who you are and your, as you listen to your talk, and besides the fact, you know, Nelson, I know you for such a long time. And as long as I've known you, you've been the same way. You've been a real give back, caring person. Do I remember correctly, were you working for the district attorney way back when?
When we met in, I think it was about 1994.
No, it was 92. I know,
92,
because
wow.
That.
Yeah.
I know where we were.
Now you're aging us, Candy. I don't know about that. But yes, we're actually not that old. We sort of don't look our age. But yeah, I've known you since then, and I recall seeing you and your daughter during those difficult times at that condo we were living in, kind of a Pate's place. It was actually a rental.
Right. What was that? There was another show that was on TV. Melrose Place. It reminded me of. Yeah.
That's right.
But you weren't with a private law firm, right? You were doing.
I was
more
not. I was. I was earning what I would consider almost minimum wage at the state attorney's office, and it's a job I loved. I handled everything from your simple misdemeanor cases and DUI cases to having murder cases, and it was. A great job and just a wonderful experience for me, which it really gave me the trial experience back then that I needed to become an excellent trial attorney today. And I just feel so thankful for Janet Reno, Kathy Rundle, Charlie Johnson, just some wonderful prosecutors in that office. And they deserve a big shout out, because they don't get paid their worth over there. They do a wonderful job.
Well, you know, and that just brings me to a conversation. You know, we talked earlier, you talked about the Puritan work ethic, and you talked about the immigrant mentality, and you talked about there are so many young folks today that really say, well, hand me what I want. It's an entitlement society. And I really think that what I know in my own life is that I worked hard. I've worked really, really, I work harder than anybody I know, and that's what my husband tells me. to be able to create the things that I've created in my life. And certainly every single day I get to do something that I love. So I guess you can't really call it work. But many, many times there were those things that I did that weren't as, say, as glamorous as being on the radio show or standing up in front of a room full of thousands of folks or sharing the stage with someone like Les Brown. But what I do know, Nelson, is that it was those early years. It's something that's called love of fate. It's that every single bit of what's happened in my life brought me to the place of where I am today. And I remember back then in those early years when we'd sit down and have those philosophical conversations, and that you were always the same, that you always cared about folks and that you loved teaching and you were getting into teaching somewhere and you were doing some other things that was always a give back. And so basically, I know who you are is this person that really, really cares about folks around you, that you really want to make a difference. And along the way, you've grown into this incredible litigator, working for this incredible firm that can really go out and do amazing things for folks. So I guess with that whole conversation is what I'm here to say to you is that I am so proud of you.
Well, thanks, Candy. I can't believe you remembered the teaching, because that's not actually something that in my bio, at least, I hadn't included it, but you're absolutely right. I remember teaching for the Dade County Public Schools. I taught night school, and I taught individuals from 18 to 80 years old in preparation of the citizenship exam so that they can become legal citizens of our country. And it was a wonderful experience, and we've actually had reunions. And I got to tell you, my mother was my assistant in those days, so it was a great time period in my life. And that was about 1993 to 1997 where I taught. And again, what a wonderful experience to teach and to have a captive audience and to give back. And I went on to teach at the university. I taught the business law for Florida Memorial College, and I had some great students out there. So, I'm surprised that you remembered, quite honestly, and it really was a great experience, and I can't tell you how much I love being a prosecutor and love teaching. Today, more than anything, I love being a husband, being a father, and I love being a business lawyer. I love what I do, I love where I work, and quite honestly, as a business lawyer, you get the opportunity to learn about so many different businesses. But what people may not know is that also as a lawyer, you're a counselor. You're a counselor of law, but you also become a psychologist and a psychiatrist at times for people that are undergoing what they deem in their life to be some of the most difficult moments in their life. And so I always try to provide that human aspect and that caring aspect, and sometimes to a fault, as my wife will tell you, because I bring it home. I care about the people I represent, and in many cases, they become my friends. I have a gentleman out in Wisconsin. I represent a company called Alliance Laundry Systems. They're the biggest financial institution in terms of financing laundry equipment, and I have a gentleman by the name of Wayne Crosby, who is a great friend. We've gone out to Wrigley Field and caught a ball game, and we've gone out to see the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field, which is a real treat for those listeners out there. Something you got to do. There's certain places you got to go in your life, and Green Bay is certainly one of them.
That's awesome. You know, just so you know, you're getting a lot of shout-outs, Nelson. A lot of folks here are really enjoying you. One of our recent guests, Denise, and Denise, I'm so glad you're listening today, and a remarkable show. It's in the archives that Denise did with some other folks on organ donation. I mean, an amazing, amazing, amazing show. But she just wants you to know, Nelson, that you are a great citizen and that you really inspired her today. And so a lot of folks are giving me little shout-outs here while we're on the air, just going, love the show, love Nelson, great stuff. So just so you know, you've in a very short period of time impacted some folks that are listening.
Well, you know, I always feel good when I have an impact on others. I think that it doesn't matter what you do in this world. I could tell you, having been at the bottom, kind of getting those aluminum cans from a parking lot to where I am today, I've always shown great respect for everyone from the security guard to the cleaning person. I think that people need to realize it's important to be respectful. And if there's something that my beautiful wife and I instill in both my daughter Gabby and my son Lucas is manners. Manners count, and manners are so important. And we feel so blessed to really have the opportunity to be parents, and we take it very seriously. Some parents don't have that ability, but again, to me, it's so important to instill in our kids what's really important. And manners are something that I think we all need to do a better job at, and a little more respect and love for your fellow human being. And you know, Candy, I know this show in part is about business, but it's also about the human side. And you address some of that in your book, Now Boarding, and I read it, and it's a phenomenal read. I think that it's so important to realize that life isn't all about working. You know, life can come and life can go pretty quickly. You need to enjoy the ride. You need to board and enjoy that ride.
You know, and it's the truth. And you say the show's about business, but you know what? Not necessarily. When we talk about, we kind of coined the phrase from rags to riches, but the truth is, what really is riches? And that's a whole topic on its own. You know, what do you consider success and what do you consider riches? And I think the fact that, like, I'm going to go back to the bio that you sent, and the first thing you talked about, in your bio is that I'm a little league baseball coach and a youth soccer coach. And that speaks volumes to me. You know, it was interesting. As you know, I just was featured in a film with Brian Tracy and Bob Proctor. How amazing is life? I mean, how amazing. And I just filmed the sequel and had an opportunity to do a day of filming with Dee Wallace, who is she's done 140 Hollywood films, and Dee's become a great friend. I mean, it's incredible. But when they asked me for the first movie, what I wanted to put on the film in my lower thirds, and that is on the frame and the lower part of the screen in the lower thirds, what is my title? Who am I as an expert that's speaking? And when I said to the producer who's getting this information from me, I said, well, yeah, I've got this whole litany of things that I do. I said, but, you know, how does it feel? Is it okay with you if I just put talk show host and mom? Because being a mother is the most important thing I do. And he looked at me a little cross-eyed, but then he said, I love it. Like, I love it that piece is so important to you. And so many folks have contacted me and commented to me because I could have put wealth strategist, vision expert, on and on and on and on and on. But because of the fact that I chose to put mom on my lower thirds, it really shows respect to parenthood and motherhood and children and that thing of family that's so important. So it just tickled me pink.
Well, you make a great point. I think that there's nothing like parenthood. And you talked about being a mom. And I just got to tell you, I got to address being an engaged father. Because a lot of fathers, as you know, were not engaged, especially the prior generation. And what I've seen is fathers that are much more engaged. I have close friends here that really are active fathers. I have a great friend, Javier Carbonell, who is such an engaged father to his children. I have a great friend named Rob Pellier, also an attorney, who is such a wonderful stepdad. And what I've
noticed
hold any
more shout-outs and hold that thought. Write it down so you don't forget. 2 minutes. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Come on back for some more fun with Candy G and Nelson.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is your host, Candy G. Okay, I got another date for you. There's so much good stuff going on. I'm just going to keep you really busy. On Friday, May 13th, are you ready for this? Are you ready? We are going to have a big band extravaganza with the Bobby Rodriguez Orchestra. Big band, jazz, Latin pop. It is going to be at the Mineachi Performing Arts Center at Nova Southeastern University. There will be special guest star appearances, and we're going to do a radio show on this, so keep listening, and you'll get an opportunity to hear from Bobby and one of the incredible singers that work with him. And if you'd like any more information on that, you can call 954-463-0222, or you can look up RickCaseVIP.com. Yes, Rick Case is a sponsor, Rick Case Honda, RickCaseVIP.com. And one more thing I want to say before we get back to Nelson, Candy G Enterprises, my company, my team and I are about to have the biggest announcement that has ever come out of this office. I want you to keep listening. We have been working on such a top secret, incredible project that we are just about ready to launch. Okay, yes, I'm tickling your fancy. I want you to keep listening because it is going to be absolutely, absolutely amazing. Big announcement getting ready to come. So anyway, so Nelson, back to you. You were giving shout-outs. I love the fact that you are acknowledging dads that are engaging. It is such an important piece, and certainly an important piece to me.
Well, Candy, you know, I just think it's important, especially for the listeners out there, to realize such an important role that we play. And you were talking about moms, and I think that moms do such a great job. They're great nurturers. But fathers at times are still seen as the breadwinners, even though, and I certainly don't insult mothers, because certainly the reality is I think it's more difficult at times for mothers to be the nurturer as well as having to go out there and be breadwinners. But what I've seen is a change. I've seen a change in people that I know, especially the men that I know, in terms of being fathers and being engaged. And thus the shout out to a few friends who we really have in-depth discussions about how we could be better fathers and how we can establish a work-life balance that really puts being a father as a priority. I talk about it with my partners here at the law firm quite a bit, and we really do try, at least at our firm, we try to establish that balance for fathers and mothers so that they have a personal life and not only a work life. At a lot of big firms, you work 7 days a week. We don't have that kind of requirement. We work hard, we work efficiently, and we get results for our clients. And you had mentioned Rick Case, and I just want to put out there our phone number of our firm is 305-444-6669, 305-444-6669. And again, you could ask for me. I try to answer my phone calls. If not, I have a great assistant in Jeanette Lorenzo and would welcome the opportunity to represent any of your listeners and any of their business litigation needs.
And we'll make sure we give some contact information again before the end of the show. And, you know, the family piece is so important. I want to give a special shout out to Denise, who I know is out there listening, and to her husband, Alex. And what a great friend he has been, being with her through her, you know, I told you she did a show on organ donation, and she was a recipient of two organs and what that's been. And he's been there with her, and they celebrate their 6th wedding anniversary tomorrow. So a big shout out to Denise and to Alex. You know, you talk about, I listen to your values and how important your values are. And there was a recent Gallup poll that was done that said in the country today that the number one issue with the American public is values, not the economy. Because people have been watching big business fall. Why is it falling? because they haven't been living by real values, a real code of conduct. When I hear you talk about the values that you live by, I know who you are in your heart. I hear you talking about the folks at your law firm and how they also have an equal set of values. I think about your clients, and you know, we all know attorneys have a bad rap, and I'm not going to say any lawyer jokes, but but how must your clients feel when they sit down with you or one of your associates for the first time, or even beyond the first time, when you've worked through a process together, and how exciting to find out that you're folks of real values that can really get the job done?
Well, you,
so I
you
guess
bring
I'm
up
looking
a good
for
point.
A testimony or two. What'd you say?
Well, you bring up a good point, and the thing that I try to do that I think distinguishes me, at least our firm, from others is we try to find solutions quickly if possible. And we want to be frank from the very moment that we meet with a client to let them know what the possibilities are and options are to resolve the client, to resolve the client's problems. Unfortunately, attorneys do get a bad rap. Lawyers get a bad rap, and there are a lot of jokes out there. But a lot of it is because a lot of people are very upset with the process. And the process is complex. What we as lawyers do, and we talked about being counselors of law, is really try to guide the client. And that's something I think that we do especially well at my firm is try to guide them early on and keep the client informed consistently. And when you can provide that service, that quality service, clients will recommend other clients to you. I can tell you one of the proud moments I had was in a litigation about a year ago where I sued a defendant in a partnership dispute. And ironically, months later, after the case was resolved, the defendant who I had sued came to me for my law firm to represent her husband. And her response was, the way that you treated me with respect and the intelligence and the thoroughness that you had against me impressed me so much that I fired my attorney and I hired your firm to represent me. And I thought that spoke volumes about the quality that we can provide as a full-service business litigation law firm. And again, I think that it's not only about money. I think that, yes, a lot of business litigation, absolutely, it's about money. But I think that you can provide quality service to somebody and keep them informed throughout the process, and they will appreciate it. And I try to put myself in my clients' shoes, especially those that have never been involved in litigation, to make sure that I walk them through, because it could really be disheartening at times. And I think you need to have the human aspect more than anything.
And, you know, I think that goes for any business. I don't think it just goes for attorneys. You know, I want to talk a little bit. I know we're going to head off to break, and we're going to have a commercial break in just about 60 seconds. But what I want to talk about when we come back is take a minute to talk about, you know, I said a minute ago, we talked about rags to riches, but the truth is, what really is riches? What really is success? What really measures success for you? And I know it's just not court cases won or money in the bank, although there's nothing wrong with those pieces. What we're going to do is talk about riches when we come back. Hey, this is Candy G and special guest Nelson Bellito. Are you having as much fun as me? I hope so. We'll be right back.
AmeriJet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, AmeriJet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs, until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Welcome back on this gorgeous sunny South Florida afternoon. And you're listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, with special guest Nelson Bellito. You know, Nelson, before we went to the commercial break, I was talking to you about riches. What really, how do you define riches and success in your life?
Candy, I would say riches are not about money. Kind of interesting. I got emails when we were sending out announcements that I was going to be on the radio, and a friend of mine from San Francisco, who may be listening, Christy Sussman, and a friend of mine, Raul Chacon, said to me, well, what's the show topic about? I said, rags to riches, but it's not about my financial riches. I am rich in so many ways. First and foremost, you got to have health. Health is important, and you got to find that balance and find time to exercise. You got to have peace. You got to find that tranquility, and sometimes that means, you know, finding a quiet moment in a corner. It's tough to do when you have kids, but you need to find peace because you need to find peace within yourself in order to find balance. You got to have faith. I think that faith is so key. I got to tell you, I found a great school for my son, and it's a parochial school. It's a Catholic school where he attends, and we attend Mass every Sunday, and it's such a wonderful institution. And I had kind of gone away from that, but I found faith. I found true faith in the church that we attend, and family and friends. Finding that balance, having the love of family, and having great friends, you know, that's a big part of my life, and it's a big bonus. And from all of that, I think the byproduct is you hopefully get some financial success. I say it to my partners, Carlos and Elio, often, you know, I don't live for money. It's important, and you want to be treated fairly at the end of the day. But the goal has to be bigger than just money. And that's where, at the end of the day, how I would define riches is kind of those things. Just to summarize for me, would be health, peace, faith, family, friends. And eventually, I think the byproduct of that is hopefully you find some professional success that provides you with the financial riches, which we all need to survive.
You know, I think it's perfectly okay to have stuff, and I certainly have plenty of stuff. I've come a long way from that broke, homeless, single mother. But the things that you talk about, you know, you talk about health and how important that piece is. You talk about peace and tranquility, finding time for yourself to get to that spot of peace. And in this crazy world of distractions, it's so true. You talk about having faith and what is your faith and finding your God. And you talk about family and friends. All of these things are so important. And as I'm watching and listening and thinking about the list that you put forward, in all of those things, I see this piece called, in order to get there, to have the riches, that there's a place where folks have to accept personal responsibility. I mean, in order to have health, it's your responsibility to step out and eat right, take care of yourself, exercise. You said it. It's so important. But you have to make the decision to do that and then step out and do that. The peace and tranquility piece, you know, I love to tell folks, learn to meditate. It's the most amazing thing you will ever do for your life. And that's a whole nother show. We'll do a whole show on meditation, I promise. It's so darn important. The faith piece, I don't think you can live without having real belief and belief in something. I'm not going to tell you how to believe, but I'm going to tell you you have to believe in something. And we talked about this so many times. Family is at the top of the list, your family and your friends. And I think it's a really really great list for folks. But in order to have those things, I think that we all have to accept responsibility for our own life and say, regardless of what's happened, you know, you mentioned earlier on in the show that I lost everything at the hands of another person. Do you know, I never blame that person ever. because I say, take a look at this is my life, and regardless of what's happened, I'm going to create it the way I'm going to create it, not sit back and make sure that somebody else does it for me. And so I believe like you believe. Riches aren't necessarily found in the dollars. You know, it's great to have stuff, but it's not so important. But the most important piece is the things that you've talked about, and I'm going to add one piece to that list, and that piece is making a difference.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I think that at least for me personally, I could tell you, if I wasn't engaged in other activities and being a global citizen and giving back to your community, it would make my life a little bit hollow. There is a quote that Mother Teresa I got to credit to Mother Teresa, and it states, "If you can't feed 100 people, then feed just one." And in essence, what it's saying is nobody can do everything, but everybody can do something and have an impact. If you have an impact on one person's life, whether you're out there being a mentor for one individual, or you're out there helping that one homeless person, or you're out there sometimes being a good neighbor. I always take the garbage out for my 84-year-old neighbor, Conchita, who needs some assistance. I try to always try to help others. And if you can find that as well, boy, you do feel like you're rich. I mean, I could tell you, participating in your program today has made me realize more than ever just how rich I am. And again, it's not the financial richness, but it's all those other things. And it's amazing because it's been kind of an epiphany for me, and I hope that your listeners somehow benefit from it. And I know, having read your book and followed your career, you are just such a great example, Candy, of someone who really was down on her luck and came from really nothing, as you call it, peanut butter, to having private jets. And Dave is such a wonderful husband. But I recall when we have conversations, you always talk about family. You talk about his daughters. You talk about your daughter. And you talk about spending time with them and the wonderful things that are happening in their lives. And maybe I would suspect most of your listeners can relate to that. We kind of live for others, but at the same time, if we're living for others, we need to realize we need to find time for ourselves to focus on ourselves, find that peace, tranquility, find faith, and seek out family and friends. There's a lot of good people. There's a lot of good people here in South Florida. Sometimes we get a bad rap, especially from other parts of the country, who say no because it seems like a cold place, and we're not talking cold as in weather.
Oh, no, there's a lot of good stuff going on here. You're right. And just real quick, I'm really going to blow your mind. Katie, my sweet little baby Kate, right, in 3 weeks is going to be a junior in college.
Wow. I can't believe that little baby that I saw, 20 years ago, 18 years ago.
45 seconds, your website, how folks find you, and your last thought. 45 seconds.
WWCFClaw.com. That's CFClaw.com or CFClaw.com. My phone number, 305-444-6669. Just in case they don't know how to spell my last name, it's my first name is Nelson, last name is Bellido, B-E-L-L-I-D-O. And I can't thank you enough, Candy, for giving me the honor of being on your show today. If there's anything that I could do to help anyone out there, please reach out to me. Again,
you can come take out my trash. No, I'm kidding. Nelson, I love you. You are so absolutely amazing. I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am for you and the stuff that you're doing. This has been a treat and a half. You're listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. You know what I want you to do, don't you? Just get on out there and live this life like you mean it. Bye for now.